AM Franklin, the best in local high school basketball on Hometown Radio. The biggest games and rivalries, the playmakers, insights and analysis from the WAKM sports team. WAKM sports director Stormy Mitchell has the play-by-play alongside Garth Bolden with color commentary. And now, we take you courtside for tonight's game of the week. And here with your play-by-play, WAKM's Stormy Mitchell.
Well, it's Saturday night, and we're at Brentwood. This is Stormy Mitchell on Garth Bolden. It's been on there, seemed like about 3 weeks in a row, Garth.
Yeah, it's been a minute, hasn't it?
It has been a minute or two. Bud Suggs on the board. We appreciate young Bud being on the board tonight in Studio A. We've got to you right now. You want to call it the sub-state, or you want to call it the sectional? Or it's either one.
I refer to it as the sub-state.
I do too.
You know, because simply being, winner goes to the state.
That's right. That's right. And that's all you need to know. You've got the Lady Buccaneers from Beach. We've seen a lot of Clemson Orange in the last couple weeks, haven't we? We've seen some more tonight between Dixon County and Summit and
third different team with Clemson Orange.
Well, Clemson Orange clad Lady Buccaneers from Beach come in at 27-4. They lost in the regional 9AAA championship game to Lebanon. 49-46. They're coached by Christy Utley. They come in 27-4. Garth, we talked to a former Beach coach who knows basketball, and that would be our athletic director in Williamson County, Darren Joins. And his exact words were, there's a lot of athleticism on this Beach team, and their talent coincides with what Brentwood has. It should be a toss-up tonight.
Well, they, like Brentwood, have three 1,000-point scorers from you and I just watching them warm up. Looks like they're quick. They're skilled.
Yeah.
And, you know, we discussed their district, a very tough district in their area. And, you know, I asked Coach Joins if he knew this coach, and she was actually the athletic director when he was there.
Wow. Well, a little girl out there with a brace on her left leg has just made four in a row from 3-point. Make that. Well, she missed that one.
She just shot an air ball.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I should say that more often, but just kind of give you an idea of the scoring for this team. The Hoosier girl, that's kind of scary, a girl named Hoosier, number 20, she's averaging 14 points a game. Bree Ellis, number 15, averaging 9 a game. Maya Dean's averaging 8.3, and Janet Claire Swafford, 8.3. A lot of balance out there, Gar. A lot of balance out there for the Lady Buccaneers. And we know what, if you followed Brentwood basketball all this year, you know we mentioned a couple names. One, Emily Trucial, well over, close to 20 points a ball game. Delaney Trucial, most valuable player in 11AAA, right at 18 points a ball game. Her sister, Emily, right at 14 points a ball game. And one unheralded player you just got to keep naming the time and time and time again is Chloe Wampler, Sophie Ralston, Caitlin Lorenzi. I mean, these players have come in and played some tough minutes for Brentwood, coached by Miles Thrash.
Well, Miles Thrash, in just his third year, has accomplished a lot with these Lady Bruins. And, you know, he refers to them as the Big Three, and you had Delaney Trucial, as you said, the MVP for the district, and then Amelia Osgood, who was the MVP of the regional tournament. Both of those young ladies can score a lot of buckets quick. And then Emily Trucial, as I mentioned the other night in the regional finals, her shooting as of late from the three ball has been really, really improved.
Has improved greatly. We've got listeners on WAKMWorldwide.com and on radio.net, literally worldwide. We're going to have the national anthem in here a minute. We will call out some names and appreciate them tuning in. Also, the Osgood family, the Krista and Taylor Hudson's listening. Jamie and Karen and Osgood are listening. It's John and Judy, Beth and John, and Margaret and Ken Marshner are all listening up in New England. Their aunts, uncles, grandparents, Billiard is good. The truth. Well, let's do this, bud. Let's kick it back to you. We need you to do a top of the hour station break. We need you to do the national anthem. And if you'll bring it back, we'll have the starting line for you right here in the substate action here on AM 950.
This is Radio Close to Home, WAKM, Franklin, Tennessee.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And
welcome to a beautiful rendition of the national anthem here at Brentwood. The starting lineups are being called out for the Lady Buccaneers. First out is Josiah Hoosier, number 20. Number 15, Bria Ellis. Also number 21 is Bella Crow. We expected her to start. Number 23, Maya Dean for the Lady Buccaneers. And last but not least, number 32, got that one right, is Lucy Walmer for Coach Christy Utley. She's the athletic director out at Beach. And Garth, pretty good balanced team coming out here from Beach. As we know, they're 27-4, and the announcer was wrong. They are not Region 5, well, they're Region 5A chance with 9 AAA runner-up. Here comes the Lady Bruins. Lady Bruins to our right. They'll be in home white tonight. First one out, number 24, Chloe Wampler. She's a defensive specialist. She's always got a big smile on her face. White uniform tonight with royal blue numerals and trim. Sophie Lawson, number 13, the sophomore, freshman, the junior, the shot blocker, number 32, the truth. Amelia Osgood is out, number 32, averaging over 20 points a ball game. Number 12, one of the twins, Emily Crucial. And last but not least, her sister, Delaney Crucial. Golf, watching them play the last 4 years has been an absolute joy.
Well, they have certainly improved every year, Stormy. It's been a treat watching them play. And let's hope that their farewell to the Brentwood Gymnasium is a good one tonight.
That's right. Well, we're going to see them play next Wednesday. Winner gets next Wednesday at Murfreesboro.
A trip to the state.
At the Glass House. It's every coach's dream. It's every team's goal. And it's our goal to get there with you. Garth Brooks. Southwest Star Bowling to my right from Gateway Tire on duty last night. Glad to have you back in the booth tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's good to be here, and it's a lot warmer than where I was at last night. So let's get it on.
Boy, I can only imagine. Austin gets the tip, bowled down by Wampler. Here comes Lady Bruins going from right to left on the radio dials. We said in home white. Beach has come out in navy blue tonight with white numerals and a slight Clemson orange trim. Seen a lot of that in the last couple of weeks. Backdoor cut to Osgood. And she scores. Backdoor look. They caught Beach napping.
Sure did. She came off of the screen in a roll, came right around. Beach started out in man-to-man, and just a good play right there. Opened up. Mia Osgood, good start.
That's Dean down the left wing. Gets it back out front to Hoosier. Anybody named Hoosier has got to be a good basketball player. She gets it out to her fellow player. That's 21. That's close. Kicks it back to Hoosier. Hoosier about a 5'2", maybe 5'3" guard. She's averaging 15 points a ball game. She is guarded by Emily Truchel. Set back three, short. Rebound, fault four, pulled down by Beach. Crow's got it about front. She gets to the Hoosier. Drives in the paint. She'll take it up. And it's stolen. Stolen. Rossin on the steal. Here comes the truth across the timeline at the 6:50 mark. She thought about the three, drives in the paint, gets it to the corner, back out front to Amelia. 6:40 to go. Big crowd here from Beach. They made a long drive, so it's at least an hour drive.
Yeah, not as bad of traffic on Saturday. Not like what we're going to have Monday night driving to Mount Juliet.
Oh, don't even think about it. Yes, sir. We'll be there Monday night as Summit Spartans will be taking on the Mount Juliet Bears in a sub-state action. 6:19 to go, 2-0 is our score. Man-to-man defense employed by Matt
Jones.
And the bank is open. Saturday night banking is open.
Wasn't the prettiest in the world, but it went in.
That's right, Colt. Here comes Beach down the line. He gets in the corner, and it's stolen by. It's stolen ball goes back on the line. And
34.
Boy, that was on Corey Walper. Didn't see that foul. It's like 6 minutes ago.
I didn't either.
5-0.
She's the lead official.
Yes, okay. Ball's out front. Hoosiers got it to Dean. She's down the right wing. Brentwood came out of 2-3 zone. I like that, like the 2-3 zone. Let's find out if these girls from Beach can shoot. We know they can. We watched them warm up. They said they come take all our money, Gar. Long three, short. Rebound pulled down by Crow down the baseline.
Well, Brentwood's going to have to do a better job boxing out.
Yes.
Two offensive rebounds.
Yes, you have another chance at the 5:30 mark. 5-0 is our score. Wide open.
That's 3 seconds. That young lady was in there in the paint. That's a foul on 21.
Yeah,
21.
Let's see what the referee says. She's looking at him, and she will give us
21.
Okay. She's got a funny finger there.
She does have that. That third finger is
broken or jammed.
Won't turn down.
It looked like she said 31 was 21. That would be on Crow. Here comes Osgood. Correction. Truchel. Why is the foul line? Truchel. Short. Rebound, Crow. Here comes Beach.
Five minutes. They get the ball down the floor quick. She walks.
She walks. They don't call it. Drag the foot, release the foot. Shot from the corner. Good. That's Dean. That's 21. That's Bella Crow. Nice shot from the corner. 5-3 to 4:40 mark. Shout out to the Marshall family, the Osgoods, all up in the Northeast. Friends and family listening all over Florida, Northeast, everywhere. New Hampshire. Here comes the truth. She goes down the right wing. She kicks it back to Wampa down the left wing. 5-3 is our score. Good crowd here at Brentwood tonight. Winner goes to the state. Loser goes to the prom.
Uh-oh. Can't get down in there.
Tries to drive and can't do it. Ralston, she walks. Been known to do that. And it's had at the top of the circle. Good defense. Good quick closure by Beach on that drive.
Their rotation is really good on their man-to-man as well. Their help side comes over quick, and then their recovery into the passing lane is really, really good.
Hoosier across the timeline. She's picked up by Truchel. Step back three, way off. And rebound.
They've got to start defensive rebounding.
Yeah, because Walmer has already gotten three offensive rebounds. Osgood's being guarded by Dean, man-to-man. And Dean's quick. She's as quick as Osgood. That's a rare sight to see. The ball moves down the left wing, down to 3:40. 5-3 is our score. Both these teams kind of get the feeling tonight. Osgood drives to the left, and she bounces off the leg.
Put it out. She has a tennis. Oh, good pass.
Lawson scores. Great pass. Crucial one. Lawson. Lawson had six
good
overnight.
Good hands, too, to catch that pass. That was a bullet.
Sure was. 7-3 is our score.
Amelia has a tendency sometimes to put the ball too far out front and not keep it close into her body. And when you get into that tight man-to-man, the hands just start reaching. She was on the line.
Wow, nice job.
On the line, and they called it.
Nice basket.
That was Bella Crowe.
Yeah, Crowe,
she's a freshman.
Yeah, she's a freshman. They didn't have her listed scoring any points, but she can play. 7-6 our score. I was going to drop. That was a flop. They called it. That's a bad call. Mark down how many bad. Last night was the most egregiously officiated ball game I've ever seen. And I will just tell you, TAA should be finding an official or firing him one. That's all I can say. Not tonight. It was not the same official. 2:45 to go. Beach has a chance to take the lead, trailing 7-6. Good crowd from Brentwood cheering section across the way, and a lot of folks here by it. Crow's got it down the right wing, cross-court pass. Hoosier. Memphis.
Two on her.
On 21, that's Crow. Two on her.
That'd be good to get her to the bench.
It sure would.
She's a player.
She is. Coming in is number two. That is.
Pronounce that name.
Riley Pioto. Pioto's in. Also, number 22 is in. That's Riley Long playing in the paint. Under 2:15, 7-6, our score. Brentwood's creeping ahead. Pass in to Workman, and she scores. She took the task. She took it to number 22, which was Long, and she was long overdue on her defense.
Good assist by Osgood.
Good no-look pass. 9-6. Here comes Beach. It's going to be stolen. And you got to watch Workman. That girl is quick as a cat, and it's off Beach. It's a turnover. And back in is Hoosier. Deshaya Hoosier. What a pretty name. Deshaya Hoosier. 1:50 to go. Brentwood up 9-6. Beach shows they can stay with you. Good defensive team, Garth.
Yeah, they come off the screens really good. Oh, that's a bad
and nice,
pass.
A bad pass and a good steal.
She walked.
They walk and they don't call it. Now they finally called it. Where was that last night? Where was that in the Brentwood game in overtime? Guy did a complete 360, roll over four, they don't call a walk. Some of the officiating we saw up at Overton was some of the worst I've seen in my entire 60-some-odd years. Shot from the thought about Lawrence, he thought pulls it back in. 120 go, 9-6 our score. Osgood's double teamed out front. That's smart to put two on her. That's Ellis that picked her up. Crucial gets it back to Osgood for three. Back rim, no good. Workman hustled down, they couldn't get the rebound. Right at a minute, 9-6 is the score. Beach, here they come. Well, from left to right on your radio dial. Navy blue tonight. Looks like Auburn uniform. Kind of an Auburn color. Auburn navy blue. That would make sense, did it? Nice hook shot. No good. Rebound, fall four.
And four offensive rebounds.
That's right. And good ball movement. Soft low by Hoosier. In the paint, rimmed it out.
Five offensive rebounds.
And
six offensive
and they
rebounds.
They are absolute blocking out, doing a fantastic job of position. Give Beach credit.
Six offensive rebounds in the first quarter.
Delaney Trussell got to pick up her first foul at the 38-second mark. Going to the line is Bree Ellis, averaging 9 points a ball game. And she missed the first one.
Somehow or another, the Brentwood defenders are getting pushed up underneath the basket.
Right.
And can't even get that. That's
line violation.
There we go.
Number 23, Maya Dean, flip sliding away. They missed them both, 38 seconds.
Well, that makes you swallow that offensive rebound a little bit better.
Yes, it does. Okay, here comes Brentwood. Need the basket. Let's get up five right here before in the first quarter. Good ball moving down the left wing. Back to Renzi. She's in. Under 20 seconds. Osgood draws to the right. Osgood has it down the right wing. We're down to 12 seconds. Delaney Trussell out front.
Got to go. Got to go. somebody's got to cut.
They do cut.
Just
that's
like
the lane.
That, and she missed the layup.
Missed the layup at 4 seconds. Here comes Beach across the timeline. Shots on the
left. No.
She does not get it off. She does not get it off. After one, Bud, we need a break right now. Our score, Brentwood, 9, Beach, 6. Let's take 1 minute break here on AM 950.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
I like what Coach Miles Thrash was saying, Garth, and during the break, everybody's got a rebound. And right now, Beach is owning the offensive board.
They certainly are. Brentwood's owning the scoreboard at the moment, but they're owning the offensive rebounds. If they keep getting those rebounds, they're going to put it back in for points.
That's right. Hoosier drives down the baseline, kicks it out to the corner, left corner, picked up by Workman. Still on a 2-3 zone.
Ooh!
Trussell almost on the steal. Soft loader. Nice, got the roll. Hoosier can shoot. Deshaya Hoosier can shoot, Garth. 9-8 to score. Here comes Brentwood quickly across at 7:30 mark, second quarter. Sub-state action here from Brentwood tonight. Region 6A champions play the run-up for Region 9 AAA.
Winner moves on to Murfreesboro.
This is so right. Whopper out front. She drives to the left. Osgood,
oh,
nice
terrible.
Steal.
That's terrible.
Nice steal. That's 23. That's Dean. That's her second steal. They get it to Hoosier. And the ball's knocked out of bounds. Good hustle back by Osgood to save the layup. Crucial back in. Walker out. A lot of length, a lot of speed on the floor right now for Brentwood. And the fish is right in front of us.
I can't
see nothing. All right, well, now we can. Baseline, good pass.
Oh, what steal. She flat steal.
Wow.
Her off.
Beautiful pass. Basket goes in for Beach and going to the line is 22, and that's long. And, boy, she made a nice basket.
She's a freshman. Wow.
That's four fouls on Brentwood. Riley Long to the line. She's about a three-point lead. 11-9 to score. Beach got the first lead of the night. 6:50 to go before halftime. They're playing some really tenacious defense. And they steal another. That's another steal. They are collapsing on Brentwood. Cross loader. Didn't get the roll that time.
Still another rebound.
And another foul. Another foul. I'll tell you what, that girl's got position. Lost these offensive rebounds are killing Brentwood. That's on Kate Workman, her second. 6:40 to go, going to the line is long. She's got 3 points. Timeout on the floor. Miles Thrash is going to give his girls a little talking to. And it's a full. Let's keep it here, Garth. Let's keep it here. Your thoughts. Well, I know what they're going to be, so just let the listeners hear.
The offensive rebounds are killing Brentwood. However, I'm going to focus a little bit on the offensive end. The Brentwood Lady Bruins are making some weak cuts. They got to make better V cuts and come out. And then their screen and rolls are lazy. When you set a screen and you're going to roll, you got to sell it, and you got to sell it quick. And their screen and rolls have been just lackadaisical. And then their cutting is not, you know, like what they've done all season long. I mean, typically the twins, the Trusel sisters, make really strong cuts toward the basket, and they're just not there tonight. And then Chloe Wampler just an unnecessary pass that was, you know, right in the arms of the Beach defender. And then, you know, Kate Workman, same thing, turns it over and then comes down here, commits a foul. But if you can't rebound, those second chances are going to kill you. And I don't know how many points they scored off of the rebounds, but they've had seven offensive rebounds.
First free throw is good by Long, up 12-9.
Another freshman.
It's rare you see Brentwood trailing.
Well, we'll like to see what they how they respond.
Long makes them both. Impressive. Impressive freshman. She's got to be about 6 foot. And
so we have our first update from the Page Lebanon game.
All right.
Page 22-11 at the end of the first.
Page up.
Page
fantastic.
Up. 22-11.
Osgood drives in paint. She loses the ball. Another turnover. They pick their pocket. Here comes Hoosier. And she misses the layup.
Another offensive rebound.
And how they keep pulling it down. Dean on the way.
And she nails it.
She nails the three, and it's awful quiet from the Brentwood side of the field right now. 16-9, 6 minutes to go. Brentwood has not scored, Garth, in about the last 4 minutes. Five turnovers offensively in the last five possessions. Trisha drives in, gets it, and it's tipped away. I'll tell you, the length and the quickness of Beach is impressive.
It really is.
Brentwood's going to take it in from the right wing. Out front, sister to sister. Truth lays it out front. Gets to Osgood. She's picked up by Dean. 5:50 to go. Clock is a little slow start. 16-9. Truth out front. Lorenzi thought about the three. Drives in the paint. Backdoor cut. Goes up to Ralston, and she misses the layup.
Goodness gracious.
Missed the layup. 5:30 to go. Here comes quickly across the timeline's beat. She walked. Yep. How many walking calls have we seen in the last week?
More than I care to see.
Sophie Ralston out. Troy Walper back in. Beach is impressive. Now we know they play tough competition in their region. 5-8.
Brentwood hasn't scored this quarter.
They have not. They haven't scored since the last 2 minutes of the first quarter. Walper started out front. Down the top of the key is Trucial. She drives to left, section back to right.
Neither Trucial sister have scored yet.
Foul's going to be called on Dean. Schlocky.
Mia, it's got to be Maya.
Yep, I think it's Maya. I'll call it Maya. I like Maya better. Then we'll get to down the left wing out front. Emily Trucial gets it to her sister.
Oh,
foul. They don't call it. 3-point on the way. Missed it. Lorenzi got the rebound.
Go.
How about an offensive rebound? 16-11, 4:52 to go. Brentwood's picking them up at half court in a 2-2-1 zone. Let's see if this will change the complexion of the game. 3-point on the way. Missed it. Rebound. And they call foul on Beach.
I think it's on number 15.
It
yep,
is on 15.
It's on Bree Ellis.
That's only her first. 14 fouls for Beach, 5 for Brentwood. Beach still looks on the man-to-man. Yeah, still man-to-man. Osgood drives the left, double team, and she turns it over. Nice play by 33 on defense that time. That was Walmer. Who's out front? Dean on the way. Missed it. Rebound. Woo, crucial. Ripped it out of there. They've been studying Amelia.
Whoa. She's on number 3.
That's right. On the block, and it's a good call. That was on Swapper.
It'll be on the ground, so it's not going to be 1-1. Oh, he's giving her 2. Wow.
That's generous. We'll take it.
It certainly is.
We'll take it. 16-11 to score. Beach is ahead. Shooting 2. 4-12 mark. Made the first one. Been 4.
Full timeout.
Timeout on the floor, Beach. Bud, let's take 1 minute, buddy. Need 1 minute right here on AM 950.
Williamson Medical Center, your regional destination for surgical care for over 60 years. Learn more at WilliamsonMedicalCenter.org. With over 750 board-certified physicians, Williamson Medical Center is here to keep you and your family healthy. Learn more at WilliamsonMedicalCenter.org. Tennessee's only five-star hospital, committed to providing expert care you can trust with the compassion you deserve. Visit WilliamsonMedicalCenter.org. Offering a variety of specialized services and the ability to treat complex medical conditions, learn more at WilliamsonMedicalCenter.org. Offering life-saving emergency services when you need it most. Conveniently located at Exit 65 off Interstate 65 in Franklin. Williamson Medical Center. Trusted for expertise, chosen for care. Visit WilliamsonMedicalCenter.org.
We are back, 4:12 to go before halftime. Beach is in leading 16-12. To the line is Emily Trussell. Shout out to my bride. She is at Henry Horton Christian Camp down in Chapel Hill. The free throw is good, and she is the health director and camp nurse down there and keeping those teenagers out of trouble. Great job there, Miss Jill. 4:06 to go, 16-13. The inside pass to Walmer, and she's good. Boy, that's long, Christian. That's a freshman long. That was Walmer, correction.
That's the junior.
Yeah, 33 on the basket. Good inside pick. They got size advantage on Brentwood inside. Whomper.
Downtown!
18-16. Bottom.
They've got to get some scoring out of the unsung heroes. That's for sure.
That's right. The auxiliary players are going to have to come in and carry the weight. Ball thrown out of bounds. Rare turnover. Only the second turnover tonight. For Beach, then we've got a chance to tie it up, take the lead to 3:30 mark. I was good. They know they wouldn't study film. When she goes left, they absolutely cut her off on double team.
Yeah, they
look,
come over.
Trussell draws a foul. She's going to go to the line for two, so almost had a three-point play.
33.
That's Walmer. Averaging 7 points a ball game. She's an impressive athlete, too.
Really good size.
Bottom. 18-17, 3:16 to go. Coming in is number 22. That's Riley Long. She's a freshman. She's played some good minutes tonight. We're tied. 18-all. 3:16 to go.
Trap that.
Yeah, that double team. Oh, what? Late call. And I have been corrected.
Chief.
I have been corrected. It is Horton Haven Christian Camp. Well, I'm kind of.
Why don't you get it right, Stormy?
Well, I will. It's right here. Horton Haven Christian Camp.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, she had the text me.
Well, yeah.
Well, I know what it was. That's where she's supposed to be.
You sure you know where she's at?
She's supposed to be down there. 300 league minutes go. Tied at 18. Dean for three.
Got it.
Uh-oh. And somebody hit the floor, and that's not good. Uh-oh. And the girl's got a brace on her leg, and that's not looking good.
All right, so the shot was Mia Dean. Correct?
Yep.
Fouls on Emily
Trussell after a three-point play. And that's going to be 1-1. They're going to go to the line, but this girl hit the floor. Her knee looked like it buckled. And let's just keep it here, Garth. What's Brentwood going to have to do to take this game back over?
They're going to have to do a much better job on the defensive end, getting stops.
Man, she's still laying there. We're not going to speculate or prognosticate. And, Bud, we're just going to keep it here a minute. Big crowd here tonight for Brentwood. She's up. That's good. Good to see her walking up. That's good. That's number three. Santa Clara Swafford, averaging 8.5 points a game. She's going to the locker room. She's got a brace the size of Texas on that left leg. We've all worn those, and we know how much fun that is. Hope she's okay.
We have another I'm not going to read that update.
We need one from Nolanfield. Lebanon coming back, huh?
He said refs are calling it one-sided on fouls.
Yeah, they always do out here. 2:55.
One is Bella Crow is shooting the free throws.
The freshman. She started. She missed it. Rebound, Brentwood. Here they come. Down three at the 252 mark. Osgood's been cut out. She's been held to only 5 points. That was early in the first quarter. Trucial to Trucial. Lorenzi, in and out. Rebound, Wampert. Get it knocked out of her hands. Here comes Dean. Good ball handler. She is good. Good pass. And out front, Crow drives in, saw floater, missed it, rebound.
Oh, man.
It's like Brentwood touched it.
Rebound.
They're touching, but they can't pull it down. Saved again by Beach. Offensive rebound is killing Brentwood. Down 2-10. Shot on the way from Dean, short. Rebound this time, pulled out of there by Brentwood. Here they come, got a chance to tie it. We're at 2 minutes. Osgood for three. Rimmed it out.
Too strong.
Under 2 minutes, 21-18. Across the timeline is Dean going from left to right in their navy blue uniforms, white numerals. And Long wasn't ready for that pass. Backs it out to Hoosier. Bree Ellis has, she's a good ball handler too. Well, she's quick.
Oh,
so
Lord,
quick.
She's getting Chloe Watkins. She dribbled it off her foot.
Yeah, that looked good.
All that little fancy dribbling. She dribbled it off her foot.
Yeah, and they gave it back to B.
What?
Yeah. Back in is Walmer, Lacey Walmer. Out is Crow. She's a big girl.
Yeah, two bigs out there right now.
Yeah, in the paint. Pick up Hoosier on the drive. She goes in. They're going to
take the charge.
They knock to the ground. And they call charge, and it's no basket.
That was a late call.
It was late. Should have called it 3 seconds sooner, but it was a good call.
That's on Hoosier, her first.
Late call, but a good call.
The ball had already gone through the net, and she called charge.
Yeah, that whistle was about 4 seconds too late. And I can understand the Beach fans being upset. I don't blame them. And guess what? Pocket's picked going the other way. Hoosier, she picked Emily Osgood's purse, took her car keys, her lipstick, and her makeup, got a basket, 23-18.
I have another update from Nolensville, 21-13, Nolensville half.
Good. Osgood on the drive, no good. Too strong. She's out of control tonight. She's not doing her usual. Going down to 56 seconds, 23-18. Osgood's going to have to dial up some magic. These Lady Buccaneers have come to play. They want to go to state. Down the left wing, back out front to Hoosier. Down to under 40 seconds. They got it stacked at the foul line. Hoosier breaks them out. Dean goes down to the right wing. She double team back out front to Ellis. We're under 25 seconds. Hoosier takes her to the right, cuts her off. They got a stack right at the free throw line. We're at 15 seconds. They're going to break any minute, Garth, at 12. Hoosier goes to the right. Wampert lets you get in. It's blocked.
Oh, she saved her own.
She sure
did.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh. What a horrible call.
She saved her own ball and went out.
Was out of bounds and knocked it back in. And they give the ball back to Beach with 8 seconds. Well, the refs are closer than we are. Let's give them benefit of the doubt. Ball's inbounds and knocked out of bounds. 7 seconds left. Christy Utley's the athletic director at Beach. She's also the ladies' head coach. Osgood pushes back to the five. Hoosier's going to take the three. She sets her feet on the way. And thank goodness it does go in.
Wow.
Wow, it was right. After one half, Beach came back and had a surge in that second quarter, Garth.
They certainly did.
They're up 23-18, and you got some totals.
I do. Like you said, at the half, Beach up 23, and the Brentwood Lady Bruins up 23-18. Led at the half by Riley Long Mia Dean has 6. Riley Long has 5. Deshaun Hoosier has 4. Bree Ellis has 3, Bella Crow has 3, and Lacey Walmer has 2. For the Brentwood Lady Bruins, Kate Workman has 2, Emily Trucial has 4, Caitlin Lorenza has 2, Coy Wampler has 3, Amelia Osgood has 5, and Sophie Ralston has 2. 23-18 Beach at the half.
Delaney Trucial has how many points? And there's the difference in the ball game. 9:16 to go, Bud. We're going to take, let's go ahead and take 8 minutes, get caught up on all our ads. Just get some ads and remind them that the second half action will be up here in about 9 minutes. 23 for the Buccaneers, 18 for the Bruins. We'll be back in 8 minutes here on AM 950.
This is Stormy, and we've got Deborah here from Franklin Orthopedic Sports Medicine. Deborah, some of your great thoughts about the great folks at Franklin Orthopedic.
Well, we're having a great time right now. This is the year that we are celebrating 20 years in business in our location. About 40,000 patients through the doors.
20 years already in the clock tower building?
I know. You know, something else that impresses me is that our staff, pretty much everybody has been there from the very beginning. That says a lot right there. And our patients like it because they feel like when they come in, they know who they're dealing with. And when they bring their family or they recommend their friends, they can say, y'all, it's not just the doctor, Dr. Cook, is so great. It's the staff. They say they treat you like family. And you know, I just want to say this too. I have several friends who call me and say, hey, can you get me in right away? I like to be the hero. I like to sound important, but the truth is anybody can call and get in right away.
What's that number?
615-771-1116. You know, you're the hometown radio, and we're the hometown orthopedics.
I'm Derby Jones, publisher and CEO of the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure magazine, and I'm very lucky to be surrounded by professionals.
I'm Cassie Jones, director of sales for the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure magazine. We tell the stories of America's greatest county. The Herald and Southern Exposure magazine just work for your business.
Call us at 790-6465. You can also go to our website at williamsonherald.com and sign up for our free daily e-blast to receive daily breaking news. I am publisher Derby Jones, and I appreciate your business.
A job well done. What a pleasant comment to hear. When special recognition is deserved, count on Amplify Awards and Gifting for custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards and gifts. The Amplify Awards and Gifting staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Amplify Awards and Gifting is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96 and at 1023 8th Avenue South in Nashville. Online at amplifyawards.com.
Hey, Ms. Smith, this is Stormy Mitchell from down the street. Yes, ma'am, I wanted to call and apologize. I think I broke your living room window. Yes, that's right. Listen, I'm so sorry. I just want you to know I've already called Lewis Glass at 615-790-1977, and they're on the way. No, ma'am, it wasn't a missile. It was a golf ball. Oh, no, ma'am. Like I say, Lewis Glass is on the way, and they do all sorts of glass and mirror repairs, so they'll do a great job for you. By the way, Miss Smith, did you happen to find my golf ball? I'd really like to get it back, if you don't mind. It was a Titleist. It hit you where? Well, they can't fix that. Hey, Miss Smith, just soak it a little bit, and by the way, do you have any witch hazel?
Lewis Glass, 615-790-1977.
Who doesn't love pizza? Well, for the best pizza experience locally, visit Nashville Pizza with two great locations in Franklin and Grassland. They really do have the freshest ingredients. The pizza dough is made daily and it's never frozen. It contains no sugars. Nashville Pizza has daily lunch specials with wonderful appetizers for starters. Get salads, sandwiches, slices, or just have a whole pizza. You'll find out why Nashville Pizza was voted as a finalist for Nashville's Best Pizza. 152 to Watson Glen Shopping Center, Highway 96 East, call 595-8001 or 2176 Hillsborough Road, Grassland, 591-7050. Nashville Pizza is open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10, and Sunday, 12 to 8. Check out their website at www.nashvillepizzacompany.com. Now delivering in your area, and remember, for the best pizza, it's Nashville Pizza.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. With each new Yokohama tire purchase, you'll receive free lifetime tire rotation and balance, manufacturer's warranty, and road hazard warranty. Call 615-771-7080 and receive valuable discounts when you mention that you heard about us on WAKM Radio AM 950.
Hey, everybody, this is Stormy Mitchell. I've got Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin here in the studio. Thank you so much for your sponsoring of high school sports. Tell us what the great news is at the church at West Franklin.
Stormy, it's good to be here. A lot's happening now. We've got two services, one at 9 a.m., one at 10:30. It's just a host of different options. And, of course, you can go to westfranklinchurch.com for a lot more information.
Well, we sure appreciate Dr. Matt Pearson at the church at West Franklin for their sponsorship of high school sports here on AM 950. Hey, everybody, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to thank one of our great sponsors, Tom A. Productions. What a great job they do with ad specialty items throughout the Middle Tennessee area. They take your logo and put on their products. Tom A. Productions has been in business over 25 years. They've got a great design staff, and they will meet and take care of all your ad specialty advertising needs. 615-309-8089. Tom A. Productions.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside.
Second half action right here from Brentwood. Sub-state action. Garth Bowling, Stormy Mitchell. Garth, Brentwood Lady Bruins trailing 23-18. They need a big second half.
Yeah, they've got to pick it up, and they got to pick it up quick. So, big half of basketball. Could be the last half of their basketball
for this year. Page is also trailing, what were they, 22-14 and a half?
Yes, it was.
Shot on the way, no good. Rebound, no offensive rebounds. That was Osgood on the drive. Correction, that was crucial on the drive. Brentwood comes out pressuring. They're going to have to play some really good defense. Beach is, they played some very poised basketball out there.
Yeah, they really have very disciplined, very patient.
Yeah. Brentwood come out, looks like a 2-3 zone.
And a ball.
Crow drives in, guess who gets the block? That's right, Sophie Lawson. Again, she's adding to her record book. Eleni Tuchel, thought about the three, gets it Osgood. She's picked up. Out front, double teamed out front.
good pass. Oh, Rawson can't handle it.
Can't handle it. Ball is on the baseline.
First
jump ball.
Breaks the line.
And the ball goes the other way. Goes to Beach. Rawson's got to make those plays.
Mercy's sake.
Had her open. That's two. They've got two on the baseline. Wide open. And she's one out of three. 7:16 to go. Full court press
that's
being important.
Foul
on
two on her.
Is that Osgood or is that Cruiser?
Osgood.
It was. That's two on her, 7:13 mark. The Marshners are listening. The Osgoods are listening. All in Florida and New Hampshire, all over here on radio.net. Appreciate them tuned in. Williams Beach going from white to left in navy blue tonight. White numerals. Brentwood's in the white uniforms, home white, royal blue. And the patience and the methodical play of Beach has taken Brentwood out of their running game.
It certainly has.
Backdoor cut. Oh, and Hoosier can't handle it. Beautiful backdoor pass, but Hoosier was over. They led her too much on the pass. Was 23. That's Maya Dean. Big crowd here from Beach, guys. They're behind us making lots of noise. Dean has Osgood. They're trying to get him to Delaney Trussell. She's picked up hard. She goes in, spin, left-handed. Oh, missed the gimme. Ball's loose on the floor, and it's hopefully calls a jump ball finally does. What's your way going to call?
I tell you what, Delaney Trussell's definitely got to get involved this second half. They need points.
Badly. 6:28 to go.
And now I don't know why they were forcing that there.
Inbound pass stolen by Dean.
Oh, that's a trip on Emily Trussell.
Emily picked her up, so some sportsmanship. That's two on Emily. 6:23 to go, 23-18. Neither team scored in the second half. Impressed with the poise of the Lady Buccaneers. Coach by Christy.
Take that ball. She had it right out front there.
Yeah, they let one get away. Double team out front. Got it in the corner for Dean. Inside to Long. Up. Missed that one.
Big mismatch.
Yes, big mismatch. Rebound. Crucial. Under 6 minutes. Emily's up down the wing. Wants a three. Takes it. Missed it. Got to go for the rebound. 6:50 to go. 23-18. Neither team to score. Crow takes it in. Kicks it back out to Hoosier. 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Long was camped out. Too long. I'm sorry. Stevie Wonder saw that one coming.
You should apologize.
Oh, Lord, I apologize. I'm sorry. Caitlin Lorenzi coming in with the Bruins. Bruins in dire need of some baskets right now. Dean's doing a great job on Osgood. Walker's open. She'll take it. She nailed it. She was in her warm-up shots in halftime. She made her last three, 23-21. Dean gets it in.
Straight up. Oh, she blocked her.
Another block. Rawson gets the block. The whole ball. Here comes the Bruins,
no,
and they throw it away.
No.
Emily Trussell threw it away. Intercepted by Hoosier. Dean's open. Dean misses. Dean gets the rebound.
They get the rebound.
Amazing. Ellis out front.
Here comes another three.
Hoosier's open.
You keep giving them the threes. They're going to make them.
That girl can shoot from downtown. Kate Workman checking back in for the Bruins. They're going to put her on.
Mercy's sake.
Osgood on the drive. She goes up. She's fouled.
Ooh.
Almost got the continuation. That one is on Dean. That's only two on her. Osgood to the line. Down 26-21. Playing at home. Playing tight tonight. Love that has to be. Good. Down four. Workman and Lorenzi in. Lorenzi for the Bruins. 4:44 to go, down four. Let's cut it to three right here. Get some steals. Made it. All right. Beach student section behind us making a lot of noise. They're kind of picking on the Brentwood folks. They're up three. Hoosier's got it down the left wing. Tries to get it to Ellis in the corner. Gets it back out front. A three on the way. Short. Rimmed out. Good. gum, another rebound. Offensive rebound. It must be a 20 they've had tonight.
It's 10.
Steal that. And then it is stolen. Lorenzo on the defense. Pick the pocket. Wampers open. Ross. Workman can score. He gets knocked to the ground and they don't call it. 26-25, but she got the basket. Added 4 minutes. 26-25. Good defense creates offense. That's Lorenzo on the steal.
Straight up. Oh, that's three on Osgood.
That is three. That's a mismatch. I'd have somebody else on her, but. Ball's out front. Hoosier brings it back out front. The 350 mark, 26-25, up one. And that was 11 offensive rebounds.
11?
Yeah, 11. Thank you.
I was close.
Yep. I said 20. I was exaggerating as usual. 340 to go. Third quarter. Dean backs it out. 3,000 Osgood. She's got to stay in this ball game. 2-3 zone being employed. And you know what? Beach is great. They're just patient. They're standing right there all night.
Well, I mean, they're up by one. Just...
Cross-court pass to Hoosier. She gets it back out front to Dean. And wow. Open in the corner. And she thought they throw out of bounds. A rare mistake, but we'll take it. Bree Ellis cannot control it. Emily Trussell coming back in. Chloe Womper coming out. 3:11 to go. Bruins down one. Let's take the lead and go up two. We need, Amelia, we need this Osgood to drain one right here. They get it in. Trussell, backdoor cut. That a mismatch. Got about a 4-inch advantage. And guess who's back in the league?
Brent
That's
11
points. 250. 27-26. Workman came in and got a steal. Lindsay came in and got a steal. Made the difference. And almost got another one out front. Beach gets it in. It's stolen again. That's three back to back.
Careless pass.
That's right. Here comes Osgood across the timeline. She's taking it to the right.
Set her up.
Gets the Delaney Trussell down the right wing. Back out front. The end two.
There
Emily.
Oh, get yourself. There you go.
And she scores. That's Emily Trussell on the baseline. And it's a,
she gathered it's herself a, and made that shot.
She sure did.
30 seconds.
29-26. The Bruins off a quiet on this side of the stadium for the Beach Buccaneers. 2:22 to go, Goss. What's been the difference in the last 2 minutes and 10 seconds?
They picked the defensive pace up. Their defense has helped them on the offensive end. They're now playing their flow. Beach is actually slowing the ball down this half. And Brentwood is forcing them to pick the pace up to the pace they like to play. Always a difference maker when your defense can dictate how you play offense.
Amen to that one. The offense sells tickets. Defense wins championship. 2:22 to go. 26 for the Buccaneers. 29 for the Bruins. Any updates?
No, haven't had any.
22-14. Last time we heard from Paige, not going the Patriots' way. Tough place to go, Lebanon. No doubt about it.
Yes, it is.
Down the left wing.
Ooh.
Out front is Walmer. She gets it back to Ellis. In the corner is Hoosier. Impressive athlete. Gets it back to Ellis. Down the left wing. She's going to drive soft. Well, kicks it back out. Wide open is Hoosier. She's rare miss. Another rebound. That's 12.
That's a charge.
That's charging. That is charging. And the Beach paper don't like it. That's too bad because it's called on them.
Oh, that was a definite charge. I don't know why they'd be upset about that because she was fully set.
1:47 to go, 29-26. They don't obviously don't know the rule.
That's, she was set.
Oh, she was set. She was there so long she had pitched a tent. She had already been property taxed by Karen Parrish. Delaney Trussell down the right wing. Top of the key is Amelia Osgood. She's got to get going with 1:20 to go. They get in the corner to Lindsay. Back out front. Now who's being patient? That's the Lady Bruins. Under 1:10. Osgood down the right wing. Picked up by Dean. Way out front of the left wing to Trussell. Right at a minute to go. third quarter action. Grossman down the left.
They're working Emily in there. She's got a mismatch. Oh, right.
She's knocked to the ground. She's knocked to the ground, and she's going to shoot two. Walmer on the foul. Walmer did a nice job getting over, but she knocked him to the ground. To the line will be Emily Crusoe. 56 seconds to go. Up three for the Bruins. Bruins were trailing 23-18 at half. Made the first one, 30-26. Kate Wertman, the long Bruin on the line. Made the second, 31-26. Only three points this quarter so far by the Buccaneers. Only 3 points. Ellis tries to get across timeline. They get it to Hoosier down the right wing. She drives, pulls it back out. And shots on the way, and it's good. Oh, in and out.
Great Caesars Ghost. It went in and spit it back out. Rebound pulled down by Workman. Brentwood's got it. Was up five with 35 seconds to go. Here comes Osgood across the timeline. She backs it out to Trucial. Trucial gets it to Osgood right in front of the 25 seconds.
Set her up.
Don't lie. We got that pass over there. Ellis will pick it off to under 19 seconds. Osgood drives to the right, kicks it back out front to Trucial at 15 seconds.
Ah, yuck.
They threw it away. Bad pass. Hoosier takes it down, kicks it back out front, 6 seconds.
Get a stop. Don't let him shoot it.
They got a three open, wide open. It's blocked. And no foul is called, and Beach can't believe it. And they're not happy, but it doesn't matter. It was a great block. Brentwood comes away trailing 23-18 and a half. They're up 31-26. 31-26. We're in the fourth, but let's take 1 minute right here on AM 950.
Hey, everybody, this is Stormy Mitchell for Scott Murphy Farm Bureau at 1104 Murfreesboro Road in Franklin, Tennessee. Their local number is 615-794-1104. About a year ago, I had to make a change insurance-wise, and I went to Farm Bureau because of Scott Murphy, his great staff, great rates, and the Farm Bureau name. Scott Murphy is my insurance agent. How come he's not yours? Give him a call, 615-794-1104. Just think, 8 years in a row, J.D. Power Award for the highest in customer satisfaction in the Southeast region. That's my friend, Scott Murphy, a great supporter of high school sports and the very best in insurance needs here in Franklin, Tennessee. 615-794-1104. Scott Murphy's my insurance agent. How come he's not yours?
Next 8 minutes determines the remainder of the year. Buccaneers trailing 31-26. Here comes Hoosier right down the left wing. Cross-court pass. Kicked it back to Hoosier. Out front is Dean for the Buccaneers. Good third quarter. Surge that time. A good backdoor cut, and they score. Nice basket. They get that ball inside to Ellis. They caught Brentwood asleep on that one, Garth.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that passing lane coming.
Workman almost had the basket, but boys, they almost quickly closed on that one. 7:20 to go. Workman had it stolen. That's 2 turnovers in a row for the Bruins. Here comes the defensive-minded Lady Buccaneers from Beach. They're not going to quietly in tonight. Didn't expect them to. Gives Ellis out front, gets back to Dean. Brentwood still in a 1-3-1 zone. Cross-court pass to Walmer, and it's almost stolen by Brentwood.
Workman's coming way too far up and leaving that backside open.
Yep. Down the right wing is Dean. They get across to Walmer. She throws it. They throw it out of bounds. Nice turnover. We needed that one.
Right thought that she just sailed it over her head.
Yep. Workman off, not happy. Time to get her a break. Troy Walmer back in. 6:45 to go. Up three. Nip and tuck. Man, nail-biter right here from Brentwood. Winner goes to state. Loser starts thinking about next year. Good ball movement down the left wing. On the drive is Delaney Truster. She's been quiet. Whopper wide open. Short.
No.
Way short. Way short.
She was way out there.
And
Chloe should have went after it. She had room.
I know they're giving her, he's giving them the green light. Got confidence in them.
She was just too far out on that one.
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
She had the right flight. Just too far out.
Right at 6:10. Here come Beach. Got a chance to tie it up. They've been playing good basketball all night. A couple turnovers. Let Brentwood get back in this ball game. Get a surge ahead. They get in the crow. She goes up.
Too
and
easy.
She missed it. Rebound. Fall for it. And
go.
They get another rebound. That's 13.
That was a foul.
And they called in on Womper. And that series was ugly.
No. Call it on Crucial.
Was it? Blaine?
Yep, her second.
That's four. 14 fouls on Brentwood. Three on Beach to the line.
This girl's a freshman.
Yes.
She's good. She's hit all her free throws so far.
Impressive. Number 22, Riley Long. She's a freshman. 6 foot.
Every bit of 6 foot.
Yep. 31-29. Eye the bucket. Pull the trigger. Best.
Oh, Jinkster.
Yeah. Thank you, Garth. Up to the Bruins. Here comes Osgood at the 550 mark. Boy, it's going to be another tenuous ending to another ball game. Boston goes up.
Oh, what in the world did she decide to do?
I don't know, but she made a bad move and got a pocket pick. Here comes Beach's chance. Go ahead. Cross-court pass out to Ellis. Dean's got it. Hoosier thought about the shot. I thought about the shot. She's picked up by Womper. 5:20, she goes left. Saw floater. Way short. Rebound.
Grab the basketball. I said football. Brass.
Fall on it like a football. Here comes Osgood. She's been quiet. Had 5 points in the first 30 seconds.
That's a charge.
That is a charge.
Oh, caught a block.
Wow.
Wait a minute. He called a charge.
He called it and changed it. That was the right, correct call. That was the correct call.
It was, yeah. But his initial, he did a push.
Yeah, his initial reaction was wrong. That's four
on Osgood.
Wednesday coming in, Osgood out. 5:05 to go.
That hurts. Now who's going to play the point?
Ron
Flory's going to play the point.
5:05 to go. That was a good call. I had no argument out of me. When he called block, I thought that was a bad call. I mean, I'm pulling for Brandon.
Now defensively, they got to pick it up.
Yep. Womper cuts off Dean. Truesdale gets the pick. Oh, she got the ball. Come on, ref. You're out of position. Make a call. Come on. That's three. Lebanon 41-24. That was over. Timeout on the floor. Miles Flash calming his troops down, calling it over. And it is a full. Garth, let's keep it here.
I see. We have an update from page 41-24, Lebanon, at the end of third.
And if anybody out there is listening can get a hold of Nolensville score, we'd appreciate that. Bud, you probably got better cell service than we do. I've got one bar. If you would check Twitter for Nolensville score, it'd be most appreciated. Our score, 31-29. 4:52 to go. Bad news for Brentwood. They are up. Bad news is Amelia Osgood got four fouls. Ida Tiger. Jimmy Jameson, Messick High School graduate, lead singer for Survivor, does this song. There's Rocky Moody. God love him. He passed away at age 62 of a heart attack. to go. Yep. Appreciate Tommy Little giving us updates from the great folks out at Page. All right. Here comes Beeks. They got a chance to go take Tyler, take the lead at the 440 mark. Brentwood still stays in their 2-3 zone. They got Trucial, Ralston, Lorenzi, and Wampler on the floor. Wampler and Lorenzi out front. Ralston's in the paint. And Beach is being very, very methodical, Goss. They don't seem in any hurry. Shot on the way.
Good. I didn't say that. They keep hollering for the ball, and she nails it.
Yeah, they left her open.
Hoosier
made it, tied it right at 31 to 4:14 mark to go.
All right, Delaney Trussell's got to step up. Emily said,
get some of that three-pointer, 34-31 from 19 feet.
Emily says, I want to keep playing.
That's right. Picking up her teammates. Don't leave her open. Don't leave Hoosier open right at the foul line. She's soft floater. Missed that one.
Ooh!
Rebound pulled down by Lorenzi. Here come the Bruins up three. Got a chance to go up five or even six. Wide open is Wampler.
37-31.
Look at Miles Thrash. That a baby.
Up six. Back-to-back three. Here comes Paige. Don't leave her open. She's open again. And over the backboard. Beek missed that one. Checking back in is number three. Swafford out is Ellis. Swafford's the one that went down earlier. Glad to see her back on the floor. I mean, she got a brace the size of Texas. 3:15 to go. 6-point differential for Brentwood. Oh, they threw it away.
Get on the floor. Get the ball.
It's loose. And jump ball called. It's Brentwood ball. All right. Brentwood ball. Good hustle. A lot of players hustling, diving. Good call by the official. Here comes Amelia Osgood back in. Lorenzi out. 3:07 to go. 6-point differential. I would tell her no driving to the bucket.
Definitely no driving. And keep your hands in on defense.
Oh, man, they're grabbing. They're holding.
Yep. Whoa. Thank goodness for a long arm.
Yeah, so Emily Trussell saved that one. Under 3 minutes. Up six.
I'd find Chloe Wampler in that corner again.
Yes, sir. She's picked up by Hoosier. Hoosier drives. She drives. Soft floater.
Wampler, the bank is open. The bank is open on Saturday night. She got a deposit. 39-31. 2:40 to go.
Chloe Wampler making the difference out there tonight. Hoosier on the drive. Kicks it out. They throw it away. 2:30 to go. 39-31. Bruins in the lead. Wampler's getting some high five.
The 30 seconds.
Let's just keep it here. And all of a sudden, it's really quiet on this side of the gym because that's where the Beach fans are. I know they're disappointed. They played good ball tonight, Garth. They played well tonight.
Well, they fought. And you got to admire the fight. You know, you questioned that early on. How would they respond if they got behind? And they've answered. They fought. They won that third quarter, and they haven't let off the pedal.
2:31 to go. The home team has got six fouls. Beach only has three. That's an advantage.
Now they've got to close it.
Somebody's got to make some free throws. Wait, that's pretty silly. The officials right there, you call it a delay game warning, they're wiping up water off the floor. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen officials say in my entire life. And the other official's there with the towel.
She held her right there.
I agree.
She held her again.
Osgood across the timeline, gets it crucial. They're grabbing, holding, pick up a dribble.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they steal it, and it's picked up by Delaney Trussell. She's tripped to the ground. Ellis on the tackle at the 40-yard line.
That's her third.
That's fourth. Brentwood's going to have to take some more punch, but three more like that before they shoot any free throws. Osgood's going to take it in. Got to be decisive. They get it to Ross to get the ball back out of her hand. Thank you. Osgood picks it up down the left wing. Under 2:10. Nothing but backdoor cuts. Emily Trussell down the right wing, right in front of her coach. She's picked up. picks up her dribble, gets it to Osgood. We're under 2 minutes, up eight. Osgood goes to her right, backs it out. Take off five seconds. That's the worst. I'm going to tell you something. I've never seen such bias in my whole life. Two nights in a row. I'll just leave it at that. 150 to go, 39-31. That was a horrible call. Here comes Beach. They're being methodical. They get it back. Three-pointer driving the paint. Wide open is Hoosier. She's got it on the way. Missed it. Rebound, pulled down by Beach. We're 130. Shot on the way. Back
no
rim.
Way.
Not even close. Not even close. That was Swofford.
Man, she made a scoreless. Averaging 8 points a game, and she's scoreless.
Greenwood's got to get the ball inbounds. They call a timeout. They call a timeout. They got to be more decisive getting the ball inbound. 126 to go, 39-31. Timeout, Brentwood.
Full timeout.
Bud, how are we doing on break so far? Well, take a 30-second, please. Take a 30-second break right here on AM950.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Shh, I'm meditating.
126 to go, 39 for the Bruins, 31 for the Lady Buccaneers. Bruins got to take it in all the way 96 feet from their basket. Delaney Truth's going to take it in. And we got to get the ball to Osgood. And they get it in to Truchel. And they get it to Osgood, the 120 mark. Across the timeline, she gets to the cross. She's double teamed, picks it up. Delaney Truchel out front. They're down to 115. Gets the Truchel down the right wing. She drives it foul line, kicks it back to Womper. Womper's going to be fouled. She grabbed. That's intentional. They don't give it.
As long as you make an attempt to get to the ball, they're not going to call it. And she got her hand on the ball.
Yep.
And they still got fouls to give.
Yeah, they still got two fouls to give. Bruma needs to get the ball in bounds. They need to get the ball in bounds. Get it in.
Ooh.
Another five.
That's five on Amelia Osgood. Five.
What would she do?
Push.
Oh,
get open.
Man. Okay, that's five on Amelia. 106 to go. 66 seconds left. Up eight. Others going to have to pick up the slack here.
Got to close the deal right here.
Lorenzo, Womper, Crucial, and Ross are going to have to pick up the slack. Shot on the way from Dean. Way short. Another offensive rebound. Kicks it back out front. It's almost thrown by Lorenzo. Shot on the way. It's good.
Nailed that.
Hoosier nails a three. 39-34. 5 seconds. Go off. It's an eternity with 52 seconds left.
Yeah, it's going to be a foul fest here in a few minutes.
It's a full timeout. Let's take another 30, bud, right here on AM950.
You're just a pooch punt away from Stroud's Barbecue. Daily specials, catering on weekends and any time of the week, tailgating, of course, on weekends. They'll serve groups from 5 all the way up to 5,000. Ribs on the weekend, one of my favorites. And now, serving pulled chicken. Stroud's is in Williamson County, so what do you say? You're just a pooch punt away from a Stroud's store. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
All right, 52.6 tenths of a second left. The tension mounts here at Brentwood. Sub-state action. Runner-up from Region 9 AAA plays the champion from Region 6 AAA. The Buccaneers and the Bruins going at it. Goss, 5-point differential, and the best player for Brentwood is on the bench.
Yeah, definitely their best ball handler, that's for sure. So,
and free throw shooting.
And to get it against this press break, that's going to be interesting.
And they call a foul on Truchel for pushing off. That's two push-offs in a row trying to get free. And they're holding them.
Uh.
That's allow them to get back in the game.
Going to allow them to get back in the game, 39-34, going to line.
No time off the clock.
Man, that's amazing. That's amazing. To the line is Hoosier, going to shoot 1-1. Back-to-back push-off fouls on Brentwood. Had an 8-point lead. Yeah, both teams have been holding. The Beach folks are hollering, and I agree with them. That both teams have been doing, to be honest with you. Both pushing off. That's right. They're going to run the clock back. 52.6. They ran a half second off the ball, didn't go in. That's a good call. It's supposed to be 52.6. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I got it right. 52.6. Back to the line is Hoosier. She had a good night, Garth. How many
she
got?
Yeah, she got 12.
Her average is 14. I had the bucket, and she made the first one. All of a sudden, they got within 52 seconds. And, boy, if you're Brentwood, this is nerve-wracking. Second one's on the way. Good. Made a
both.
And they call
No basket.
And 23 was called for. So what did they call her for?
Lane violation.
Get the ball inbound. Sophie Lawson gets it back in to Lindsay. She's double teamed. And they steal it, go out of bounds. And they didn't even start the clock till after they. The clock operator is just now ran 1 second off. 51 seconds left. They get it in to Wampler, and she gets across the timeline, the foul's called. Wampler, that's six. Well, next one is shooting, which will be good for Brentwood, 49.3 seconds. And all fouls on three. All right, Brentwood's going to be taking it in. Lindsay's got to be very defiant. Definitely,
they're making their cuts too quick.
Yeah. A foul call on number three. That's Wofford.
They're cutting before the ref is giving the player the ball.
Yep. Workman's going to come in. Coming in for Lorenzo. 46 seconds to the line is Wofford. 4-point differential. Throw it to the line.
Got
Kelly
it.
Judge, 40-35.
Wow. They are flat fouling out at the pace players are.
Made them both. 41-35, up six, 46 seconds. And it's always stolen. It's stolen by Osgood. Correction by Trucial. And his sister saves it. And another foul call on Aaron. Boy, Emily Trucial. Flies out of bounds, throws it behind her back. Her sister saves it down at the far end and gets the foul call. 1-1, going to the line is Delaney Trucial. Has she scored tonight?
She has not scored.
Well, let's hope she gets the two right here. Eye in the bucket, one of the twins. That's Delaney, number 20.
Nope,
missed it. Here comes Beach, quickly across the timeline is Ellis to the corner. Wofford, way off.
That's a push.
That is a push. 29 seconds. Going to the line will be.
That's four
on her. Going to the line is Ellis. Ellis comes this ball game averaging 9 points a game. She played a heck of a ball game tonight. Made that one. Good shot. 41-36. That's five. 29 seconds to go. She's played a heck of a defensive ball game tonight. No
she doubt. Has. She's done a good job defensively.
Missed that one. Rebound. Emily Trucial. She's double teamed. She gets it out. She throws it
That's
away.
A foul on Delaney. I do not understand why they're grabbing.
They
reach out and they're just grabbing the players.
That's four on Delaney with 24 seconds going back to the line. Here comes the freshman. I mean, this is just driving us. Listeners crazy. Close to the line. Shooting two, Garth. made the first one, rattled around, but it fell in. 4-point differential. Workman is out. Renzi back in. So to the line, the freshman, she's played great tonight. She made them both. Lorenzo gets the ball, tries to get it inbound. She needs to get inbound quickly. To Womper, she gets it.
She doesn't play like a freshman.
Ball kick, guys. She sure doesn't. 20 seconds. Timeout. Miles Flash calls timeout. Thank goodness. That's his last. No, he's got one more.
He's got one more.
20.6 seconds. It's a 30-second timeout. Let's keep it here.
I thought he only had fours left.
So Paige is getting hammered.
Paige is getting hammered, yeah.
Well, Lebanon Southwest play, a really good team, and what a great run the young sophomores and juniors have done. They're going to miss.
Nolan's will won by four.
Good. Well, it means we're going to state. Got one going to state. 20.6 seconds. One timeout left on each team. Boomer needs to get the ball in bounds. They need to get the ball in bounds. They need to get the ball in bounds. They get it to Womper. And she's dribbling around. She's double teamed, and a foul called on Beach. Finally, Womper's going to go to the line with 15 seconds left. Josiah Hoosier gets her third foul. Lorenzo out. Portman in for defensive purposes. One and one. 15 seconds. Foley to the line. Pulling the trigger. Made it.
Got it. That was huge.
42-38. That's 4-point differential. 15 seconds left. Eye in the bucket. Second on the way.
Got it. Boy, there's your MVP of the game right there.
43-38. Workman's on Hoosier. Down to 12 seconds. They get it to the corner to Ellis. Throws it up. Aaron. Rebound. Guess who's got it? Rentwood's got it. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. And the foul's going to be called on Beach. And guess what? We're going to state. 43-38 to the line. It's crucial. Shooting twos. Goodbye. Goodbye, Briella. She played a great ball game. No reason to hang her head low. She played a heck of a ball game.
I'm not so sure he called a technical. Abby, sit down. Good grief. Sit down. Let him call the technical.
They already know that. 21, technical 21. So this one is over. That one's closed.
She's sitting there interrupting me. He's trying to call a technical. It's going your way.
I know.
No, he called a detonation. He double technical.
He called a double technical? All right, we'll just sit and let it play out. 2.7 seconds. Brent was up 43-38. They're going to shoot a foul plus a technical, and then the other team gets a technical. But who gets the ball?
Well, I'm not sure. It's a double technical.
Well, these officials are, I mean, the only thing missing here is
a couple of them have actually called a good ball game. The lead official has demanded way too much presence on the floor. And the one official was clueless, like he didn't even know what happened. I saw the two young ladies sort of shoving a little bit. They got their arms tangled up.
Well, one little play.
All right, so he did call a double technical. He called a technical on Emily.
How many fouls does she have?
She's out. That's her fifth foul. So Caitlin Lorenzi is coming in. Lorenzi is coming in and going to be shooting the fouls. She's going to be shooting the fouls for Emily. And then both teams will end up shooting free throws.
All right. Well, it's a 5-point differential.
Coach Thrash just said, make these free throws and let's go home.
I agree. And I mean, it'd be nice.
This should be a double. This should be two. This should be two free throws.
But who gets the ball? Because the team that
they both should be able to shoot free throws after this. Well, he didn't call a technical on 21. He only called it on.
Whatever. Listen, I don't even know. Caitlin Renzi missed the first one. Come on, honey, make the free throws. Just go home. Make the free throws.
It's not going to matter. They can't score 5 points.
I don't know. He's officious.
He got that.
He's officious. Back ball game. Some of the worst I've ever seen. 44-38.
This ball game. Brentwood's going to the state.
Shots on the way, and that's over. And that is it. Brentwood, 44-38. Beat. Good night, Buccaneers. Good night. We're going to the state tournament. Nolaville's going to the state tournament. Brentwood's going to the state tournament. And that means Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to be on the radio here on AM 950. Come on, Lady Bruins, go shake their hands. They did a great job. 44-38, the final score. What a ball game, Garth. Trailing 23-18. The Lady Bruins come back, take the lead at 31-26 and win it 44-38 without Amelia Osgood in the last 2.5 minutes. And I know you're getting the totals up. And congratulations to Beach on a great year. A lot of fans came down. They did a nice job. And first time I've seen the Lady Bruins go to the state. It's only the second girls team we've had go to state. Actually third now at Nolensville. All right. So I'm here.
Give us 20 seconds. Miles, congratulations.
Oh, man. I can barely breathe right now, man. Thank you guys so much, man. What a game. What a ball game.
What an effort by your young ladies to come back. First time in a while that they've been down in that kind of measure to be able to fight back.
Yes. We show heart of a champion. We show we really wanted it, man. They came out. We took everything they had, and they gave us everything they had. And we responded well, man.
Well, congratulations. We're proud of you. We'll see you in Murfreesboro. Go enjoy it with your young ladies.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right,
Gar.
The Brentwood Lady Bruins defeat the Beach Lady Buccaneers 44-38. Brentwood advances to the state tournament, led tonight by Chloe Wampler with 15.
Whoa!
Emily Truschel with 13. Kate Workman with 4. Caitlin Lorenzi with 3. Amelia Osgood with 7. Sophie Ralston with 2. For the Beach Lady Buccaneers, led tonight by Deshaya Hoosier with 13. Bree Ellis with 6. Bella Crow with 5, Riley Long with 6, Mia Dean with 6, Lacey Walmer with 2. Once again, 44-38, Brentwood Lady Bruins going to the state.
How sweet it is. It never gets old, Garth. It never, ever, ever, ever gets old. This is the first time the Brentwood Boys Bruins hadn't been in a while. But guess who picked up the slack?
The Lady Bruins. The Lady Bruins make sure that they are continuing the legacy.
All right, y'all stay tuned. We will have the schedule on Monday. We will have those announced here on AM 950. They'll be posted on Twitter. And we'll have the starting times on Wednesday for the Bruins. And also for you Nolensville fans, we will have them in Class AA starts on Thursday. So let's say we're going to have a busy week going back and forth to Murfreesboro.
Yes, sir. Looks like we are.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm loving every minute of it. Our final here, Lady Bruins, they have gone to 29-2. Oh, man, what a ball game. 44-38, Garth, any final words?
No, sir. Exciting game there. And just my hat's off to Miles Thrash, his third year taking these Lady Bruins now to the state. First time I believe they've ever been to state, and a historic program, ladies, Bruins program never has been to the state, and Miles did it in a short time. You know, the effort to come back, not lose their composure, stay in it, and finish it, hey, you can't ask for a better way to move on to Murfreesboro.
And congratulations to Beach on a great year. They had a great team. They played hard. They came over here and they scared the living daylights out of the Lady Bruins. Congratulations to them. They played their hearts out. All right, for Bud.
Is this 2 years in a row we'll be in Murfreesboro?
That's right. It's going to be like 5 years in a row for me. This is crazy. All right, Bud Thug did a great job on the board. Garth Bolden, as usual, Johnny on the spot. Congratulations to Miles Thrash. Congratulations to Chris Ladd and the Lady Knights of Nolensville. And y'all stay tuned. We'll have the starting times for you for next Wednesday and next Thursday, and we'll announce it right here on AM 950. And Garth Bolden, this is Stormy Mitchell. And if you're a Lady Buccaneer fan, it has been a hard day's night. Good night, everybody. Good night. God bless.